This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows, astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Final hour of the show. Been a fast-paced show. We'll up to date. We'll get you up to date on any new signings coming up in the NHL free agency frenzy that's going on right now. A lot of 1 to 2 year deals, an occasional 3 year deal, but not a lot of blockbusters yet, but some very interesting signings. Kyle Turris to the Oilers, Colin Blackwell to the Rangers. Predators haven't done anything yet, but we will wait and see. As we promised you earlier, it's time to talk to Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, and get the latest picks from him. So Lee, how are you doing today?
Doing okay. Waiting to see if my Miami Hurricanes are going to be up to the task.
Well, we're going to start there in a moment, too. Yeah. But I know another game on your list this week that you've been preparing for is Buffalo against Tennessee. I don't know if we've ever seen one. I made this comment earlier, Lee. Let's presume for a moment that the Titans get the all clear and have another day of negative tests, and they can get back on the field and play on Tuesday. I don't know that I can think off the top of my head of a team that will have a more compromised roster slash situation than they would have on Tuesday night, given the roster limitations and the fact that they really haven't practiced.
What do you think? How many? If you had to take a guess, how many starters are out?
Well, if you just take who's on the COVID list, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't know if they can come off, but we get a sense that it'll be tough for them to get off in time to play in that game.
Right.
You've got Corey Davis, right? Mm-hmm. Help me here, Chase. You've got
Jeffrey Simmons.
Jeffrey Simmons, a critical defensive player.
Daquan Jones.
Yep. Humphreys, the key slot receiver.
Yep, the long snapper.
The
Bo
long
Brinkley.
Snapper, Bo Brinkley. Daquan, did you mention Daquan Jones?
Yep, Daquan Jones.
So another starting offense, a defensive lineman.
Christian Fulton.
Christian Fulton, one of the top three cornerbacks.
Kari Blasingame, the fullback.
So, Kari Blasingame, the fullback. Michael Pruitt, one of the three-headed monsters at tight end.
Kamalai Correa is...
Is a, you know, a role player, but a guy that plays some as an outside edge rusher.
Here's the deal. I think it'd be too tough for them to. It's gonna. It would be almost like the Marlins when the Marlins ran off like four or five in a row when they had all those guys. It's probably similar. Can it happen? Yeah, but you know this is a talented Buffalo team. I mean, even guys you don't hear about like the running back Singletary. You know, they just do their job and they can beat you with defense or offense. Hate to say it, guys. Tuesday night special. I like Buffalo here, 28-20.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So just out of curiosity, Lee, have you ever had to, when you're doing your research, had to prepare for a game like that with these circumstances, the uncertainty?
Not this year. not any time I can remember.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now let's get back to the colleges. You mentioned the Miami Hurricanes. They've got their crack. They've had a great start.
Right.
They got their crack at Clemson here. They've been circling this game on the calendar for a while. It's a great benchmark to see where they are. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
So I think that D.R. King is special. I mean, really good quarterback. They've gone from being boring to watch and 367 yards per game to 499. So the offense is much better, but I still have questions about the offensive line. I don't know if any of these starters would start for a top-tier team like Alabama, Ohio State, or Clemson. And their two defensive tackles probably wouldn't be in the two or three deep for Clemson. They're linebackers. They've got a lot of inexperience there. And the cornerbacks and striker, they're average at best. So I just think that Clemson's too much here. I think someone poked the bear. I like Clemson, 45-24.
Clemson, he says. Yep. Lee Sterling is with us from Paramount Sports. ParamountSports.com is the website. All right, Florida taking on Texas A&M. You have Florida favored by 6.5.
So Texas A&M, something's wrong with this team. And they, you know, I don't know whether it's the guys, the four guys opting out. That could be part of it. But I'm watching Kellen Mond, and he can't stretch the field anymore. He's a game manager now. And just watching his body language, it's not good. Jimbo Fisher, the shines off here as a head coach, 4-8 the last 12 against the spread since mid-2019. And then on the other side of the ball, Kyle Trask, I mean, he maybe looks like this year's version of Joe Burrow, completing almost 72% of his passes. And Dan Mullen, since he arrived, the Gators are 8-2 against the spread. He's an SEC visitor. I like Florida, 35-24.
He likes Florida. All right, before we get to Georgia and Tennessee, it's not October, it's Locktober at ParamountSports.com. What's the phone number?
Well, they can reach me here at 800-400-9741. They get 4 weeks of action from now through Monday, November 2nd, the day before the election, just $197. Normally it's $497. They use coupon code SAVE300, just $197. And we also, guys, have a 45-unit selection going this week, our largest play of the year. On our 40 to 50 unit plays over the last 12 years, we're 48-15-1. So they want to come on board. Now's a perfect time. 4 weeks of my executive phone service, just $197, ParamountSports.com.
All right. And now our next game is one in the SEC that fans around here are paying attention to. Georgia minus 12.5 against Tennessee.
So if you go based on what we've seen so far, Vols are much improved. Georgia, better than we probably thought based on their defense. The Vols need to run. 51-23 run-pass ratio versus Missouri. I think they'd like to at least keep it at 40-30. But if they can't run, and I have a feeling they may not be able to with much success, they're going to have some third and long situations. And that's where Georgia's pass rush comes into play and their DBs, they jump routes. Stetson Bennett, doesn't look like a SEC quarterback, but he just gets the ball to their playmakers. I like Georgia 30-13.
And then finally in the NFL, Indianapolis versus Cleveland, Indy minus 2.
So Indianapolis has had everything break their way so far. I mean, the last three games, they play Minnesota before they had it together. And then all of a sudden, they get the Jets and the Chicago Bears. They're ranked number one in defense, but they haven't had to play from behind since the first week against Jacksonville. So I just think that Cleveland might be that team with all their playmakers. They're able to get the lead here, and that's the case. Phillip Rivers, we've seen what he can do. He's had some problems playing from behind. So I'm going to take Cleveland. I'm going to call for the upset here, 27-20.
And then your game of the week is South Carolina minus 13 versus Vanderbilt that people can call and get that one.
Yeah, all they need to do is call 800-400-9741. We'll give them that game for free. And like I said, it's not October. It's Locktober. Four games, just $197. ParamountSports.com. We're going to keep winning.
Well, we're all very curious about what you think on that one. We'll have to find out next week. As South Carolina comes to town against the Commodores, we'll see if Vanderbilt matches up. All right, Lee, as always, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, that's Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports and his picks for the week. Very curious who he likes in his little game of the week there. You'll have to call and
that
find
number,
out.
800-400-9741.
There you go. Now, we will have a little twist on that game when we come back and unveil our pick six. Now, Darren isn't here, the commish. We have come up with the selections this week, so hopefully it meets his standards.
We have sent those to him so he can submit his picks via the text.
Yes, I've been in that position many times from far off places like Winnipeg or Edmonton at times, so it can be done. So Darren will make his submitted his picks, if I could spit it out. Elijah will get to the scoreboard when we come back, and then we'll get your phone call. 737-1025 if you want to participate in Pick 6. Stay tuned. We're coming back on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows. Astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.